Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I need to speak with Don and Mike, please.
Yes, that's us. Hello.
How are you doing? This is Kenny. I'm calling from Wichita, Kansas.
Are we speaking the right language today?
Yeah, Kenny, go ahead. What can we do for you?
Well, the thing is, I just been trying to get in contact with you for a couple of hours now because we don't get to listen to the radio down here in the dispatch center.
Yeah.
Trying to start listening to your show yesterday.
What are you a dispatcher for? Pest control?
No, the taxi here, the Yellow Freedom taxi.
Oh yeah, okay. You're giving way too much credit thinking he's an organ man.
Anyway, I started listening to the show yesterday.
Yes.
Last few hours, and I just calling to tell you I don't really understand.
I am not.
No.
And I am not surprised by that, sir. I am not
Why
surprised.
Is that?
No, because you just started listening, and you should give it a lot more time.
You gotta. Well,
I think you guys are funny. I like that, but
yeah. Now listen. Here's what you do. Listen to the show for 2 weeks, and you'll get it.
No, I see. I understand what you're doing. I just why don't you have any topics like?
No, you just said you didn't understand what we were doing, and what we're telling you is that you have to listen for a while to figure out what we're doing.
This show is based on no topics.
Well, see, the thing is, I listen to the Limbaugh sometimes.
Ah, that's your first mistake.
Why is that?
That's your first mistake. Never listen to him.
Well, see, you don't have to get sharp with me.
Yes, I do. That's my job.
You see, we have a right to...
Don't you understand the... Here's the concept of the show. Good cop, bad cop.
What?
Do you understand that concept?
Well, I think sir, I think I understand you. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Well, who's that?
This is Mike. This is Mike, sir, and I just wanted to say...
Oh, you
dummy. I can understand exactly what
was that?
What's going on.
He's stupid.
No, see, Ron, I don't see why you have to...
Ron, my name is Don.
I'm sorry. No, I know. I called your boy there, and he said something that it was Don, not Ron.
Now, that's an understandable mistake. Anybody could make that mistake.
Thank you. See, who was
Jesus,
that?
You're an idiot.
What? That was an idiot?
God, what are you, retarded?
No, man, I'm just trying to understand why you guys don't have
that. You know, a lot of people...
Like the Vikas and the Limbaugh and that
Larry
King.
Hey, listen to me!
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Oh, you idiot!
Now the roles have changed. Mike, you're being way too hard on this guy.
Who's that guy over there?
If you'd open your ears up a little bit and listen, you'd probably figure something out and just close your mouth.
Well, just give him a chance.
Oh, this is right treatment for a listener.
What do you mean right treatment? What do you...
You're yelling at me here. I'm just trying to communicate something to you.
You know the kind of treatment you need, sir? You need a shock treatment on your genitals.
What station is this that you're on here?
You need to have your genitals wired.
I don't think you talk to me that way, sir.
And then, of course, it evolves into two
here.
Bad cops.
I listen to
that's when it's
radio
the best.
Here on the QKAM here, and you guys here are yelling at me.
Hey, I hope they don't let you drive a cab, pal.
Well, I don't think that's any of your business.
Listen, here's what I want you to do, okay? I'm very serious. I want you to pull a cab into the garage tonight. You got a garden hose?
Well, what are you talking about?
You got a garden hose?
Of course I got a garden hose.
All right, I want you to hook it up to the tailpipe of the car.
I'm going to hook it up to your tailpipe, boy.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy.
Shove it right up there where it don't shine.
Woo! Hey, boy.
Treat me that way.
Hey, boy.
Your ass.
Yeah, you moron.
Who's that over there
it's
laughing?
It's me, sir. This is Mike. You're a moron.
What? Well, see, Mike, I think you're a moron.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment coming from you. And do the thing with the garden hose, all right? Just put it in the tailpipe.
Well, I'm going to put it in your tailpipe and hook it up to...
What, are you a homo? You want to put it in his tailpipe?
Oh, see, now you're calling me a homosexual.
Yeah, and I bet you're not very patriotic either.
What? Of damn straight here. I got a bunch of flags out here. America. I support America.
No, you don't.
Yes, I
you're a communist.
And I can say for you too.
Yeah, you're a commie.
You're probably a couple of...
You're a commie is what you are.
You're a commie.
You know something?
No, sir, I support the American states of America.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Can I tell you something? Is your mama good?
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful.
Oh, your mama's good.
See, you people don't know the first thing about running
Hey, now listen,
radio
hold on. Let me just stop you for a second. Is this a put-on call? Because
no,
this is like the best call we've received all day today. I would like you to call the show every day.
See, I expect that from you people here, thinking I'm fake. What is that? You having an orgasm back there?
I bet you haven't had one in a while, pal.
Boy, your mama had one today.
I got a beautiful blonde princess here listening to radio with me, but we're not going to listen to you no more.
Anymore.
Anymore, not no more. That's a grammatical error. Learn how to speak the English language.
That's pretty funny coming from two people on the radio on the phone.
Yeah, that's right. Two people on the radio.
Yeah, man, we're listeners. If we didn't listen to you, you wouldn't be no place. Because we...
Hey, listen,
we're the ones who pay your check.
You do not pay my check. The radio station pays my check,
yeah,
you idiot.
Yeah, the radio station don't have nobody listening.
Listen, hold on, listen. You gotta
get no pay.
Sorry, listen, hold on. We're entertainers. We're not ball players, for God's sakes. You don't pay $7 to... You know what it costs you to listen to the radio? Yeah. Nothing.
Well, hey, you see...
I got a question for you.
Have
do
no
they let you...
You don't have any stations.
Hey, listen to me. Now, do they let you tell the cabs where to go? Do they actually let you have a microphone and like a radio to communicate with other cabbies? What are they all have?
Right here in front of me, got realistic 1183 pager.
I picture them all having head-on collisions out there when you're at the controls.
No, because I do a damn good job of it. Some more I can say for you.
Is your name Forrest Gump?
No, I don't watch a lot of TV.
It's a movie, dummy.
It's a movie. You don't need to watch TV to see it.
We in the pager area here, the dispatch, and we don't get a lot to see.
Hey,
a lot
do they keep you in a cage like Louis De Palma on Taxi?
No, they don't.
You should be in a cage.
You know, your mama told me she kept you in a cage.
Yeah, now, see, you have to go to cutting down on my mama.
Yeah, no, hey, listen, I'm not cutting down on your mama. Your mama's great.
His mama told you that when you were shaving her back, right?
Look, I don't think this is proper treatment for someone who puts your food on the table.
You don't put my food on the table. My wife puts my food on the table.
Yeah, your wife, where's your wife going to get the food when you don't have no listeners on WKF?
Your mama.
CFK. Where's you?
Your mama puts food on our table as we're shaving her big hairy back.
You bet your mama's been in the farming business for a while, and you better give thanks that we give you the food.
Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah, your
absolutely.
Mama.
Mm. Dairy business, right?
No, I don't see where my mama got into this conversation.
Your mama got into this conversation.
Don't we have a tape of his mama,
yeah,
as a matter of fact?
Hold on a second,
you know, we've got a tape of your mama. Since we're talking about your mama in the farming business, we know she's in the farming business.
Listen, here's your mama. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You got to wait. Because right now...
What is that, garbage?
No, this is your mama. Just listen now. Your mama's going to give us some delicious milk.
We're waiting. We got two big glasses here, and we're waiting to fill them up with mama's milk.
Yeah, I don't believe this sound effects. You got that burrito thing there.
No, this is your mama. Listen now.
Listen closely to your mama.
Give me some mother's milk.
Here it comes. Come on, mama.
Come on, mama. You got two thirsty boys here.
Give,
I
mama,
see your problem.
Give,
you don't give. Have anything to say.
Yeah, come on, mama.
Come on, mama.
Good. You don't have anything to say, so you won't
same as last
to hang
time.
Up.
Same as last time. He's got a big bunch of hair in the glass.
Listen, I'll give you credit. You have figured this out. We don't want you to hang up because you are an idiot and you are making our show great.
Well, that's a good change because your show really stinks.
If our show stinks, why are you listening to it?
What?
If our show stinks, why are you listening to it? And why does your mama do it so good?
And it's guys like you that hate the United States of America.
I don't hate your show. I just called up with a question. You're here talking about my dad, my mama, and...
Can I tell you something else?
What is that?
Boy, is your grandma good.
My grandmother died...
I know.
5 years ago, and I don't need...
I know, and I want to tell you something.
Like, how old are you?
She's still good. She's still good.
17 years old.
Ooh, your mama and your grandma are both good.
That's
I bet you and that Ron over there have a good time.
Grandma's got lots of preservatives.
I bet you and that other guy there are having a good time in preservatives, too.
Yeah. Hey, listen, hold on. Are you asking me if Mike and I are gay? The answer is yes.
Yeah, I knew.
We are gay.
It was like you. Too.
Out of the closet gay. Have been for a long time.
Yeah, I know. You give it good after the show.
Yeah, and you're a homophobe, too,
no,
aren't you?
Sir, man, I know.
And you know what else?
I just don't like
you. You know what I've just figured out about this guy?
On radio.
You know what I just figured out about you? You're un-American.
No, I'm American as apple pie.
No way.
You
hate this country, and it's people like you that make me sick.
Well, see, man, I haven't been rude to you at all. You started it.
No, hold on. Who called who?
I call you with a simple question, and you here talking about milk and my mama. Why is it so funny? I want to see what is so funny.
No, hold on, really. Seriously, all kidding aside, come on now. You're not this stupid. This is a great bit. I applaud you. This will probably make our best of tape. But please, knock off the act now.
Okay, I love you, Don and Mike, and I listen to you every day on my radio.
Right.
Our radio gods and
right,
Roger
right.
Rose.
Just a small part of me hoping that was real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In no way. It was too good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Mark from Wichita.
Yes, Mark. Oh, another call from Wichita. Yes, sir.
Well, I was going to defend the city, but since it's a gag, my God.
Yeah, now you see all the wind's taken out of your sails, and you know something?
Man,
it was kind of taken out of our sails, too.
Yeah.
Finnaker's falling.
That's too bad. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Say hi to your mama.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, the guy from Kansas is a total moron.
No, sir, listen, he was goofing.
Yeah, great show.
He was a
goof. I'll let you know all people in the Midwest aren't stupid like he is.
No, sir.
Terrible.
Does anybody out there realize that guy was goofing with us?
He was totally goofing. And please, if you're going to send us any complaint letters, that guy was a total scam.